Social, this is
Bart. Hello everyone, this is Miles Tyrell with the BBC.
It's the BBC. Was this BBC One?
The BBC One, yes.
Well, hello, Miles, the BBC One. How are you this evening?
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Chip, chip, beerio and all that.
I just got back from the chemist's.
I'm eating some fish and chips.
Had a bit of rash on my bum. Had to go get some ointment.
Yes. And speaking of bums, we'd like to congratulate Smidge Curdlebum winning the Static Radio Thong again.
Smidge Curdlebum?
Was it like the third week in a row we fucking had to say this?
You said it, I didn't say it.
So congratulations.
Oh yeah, I guess he was a little, felt slighted.
He needs his 15 minutes.
Okay, whatever.
He's got it.
Anything you want.
You got it.
Anything you need.
You got it.
Anything at all.
You got it.
Baby. What the hell's going on there? Are they taking out the old honey bucket there or what?
No, little Murphy, I'm thinking left a little surprise.
Those are Tootsie Rolls.
You stepped in it.
Oh, great. Nice. I hurt myself.
Right. Oh, we'll be right back after this cleanup. Thank you.
Sharon!
The joys of owning a little dog.
That's right. Whoa, that's a big boomy from a little boy.
A big boomy. right.
I didn't realize the sphincter got that wide.
It can accommodate quite a circumference.
That's right. It's as big as a pack of Rolos. Good God.
Right.
Dog.
Right.
Dog has one large anus.
Like a Play-Doh factory.
That's right. It's a fuzzy pumper. Fuzzy pumper barbershop.
Oh my God.
Good God, man. Like a goddamn Lincoln log on the floor.
Oh my god.
Complete with notches.
Oh god.
Now I understand where the term laying cable came from. That little fucker's ready for the transatlantic. Oh my god, I got a cough tonight. Jeez Louise.
Right, got something in your throat.
Yeah, apparently I got some like dog hair.
Yes.
That's like a smorgasbord for divine. If anybody doesn't know who Divine is, look up Polyester, John Waters movie. Anyway. Oh my goodness. So, Miles, I had a, like some kind of a time, anomaly, recently.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, my daughter has to do everything for some reason. It's probably good that I do nothing so that I can just have her do everything, right? So,
like extracurricular
right, things, yeah. So
singing, dancing, magic.
Yeah, magic, yes, the magic. We have two white tigers now. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but, you know.
Hopefully they don't eat you, Bob.
That's okay. If they do, I'm at peace with it, so.
Yeah.
They're just like a part of the family. I don't know why this tiger bit my head. So, so anyway, one of the many things that I was, chauffeuring her to currently.
Yeah.
It's like a, you know, we're getting done with her part and we're leaving and the next people are coming in for their, you know, whatever lesson or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're leaving and I'm like, hey, that is one sweet ride whoever's coming in next has got, right?
You talking about my wife? Stop, bitch.
It is like some kind of Lexus, you know, one of those Lexus SUV things, right?
Yeah.
I was admiring this very nice car and the people are getting out of the car, you know, and I'm really not, I'm just making my way to our car so I can, you know, get home eventually here. And I happened to glimpse, you know, the driver of the car was getting out.
His hair was perfect.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. Man. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And my daughter's like, what's going on? I go, I'll tell you in the car. So we get in the car and I'm like, who's after you? And she told me, I don't know, Donna or something. And I go, you know who Donna's dad is? She's like, no, I've never seen him before. And I'm like, he's the defendant lawyer in that stupid case that I had to go sit on a jury for. You remember that with the old people trying to sue for sex?
Oh, yeah.
He was Conrad Bain.
Oh, my God.
And here he was right there with a super nice Lexus. My wow. God. And my daughter goes, that would explain a lot because Donna's always going off on these big vacations.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
It was like, go ahead.
Hoping to be someone famous or something.
Well, you know? No, it was like so weird because I look at this guy, you know, just glance him out of the corner of my eye and I'm like, that guy is so familiar.
It's Mel Tillis!
It's Mel Tillis! Fucking Mel Tillis!
Fucking Mel Tillis!
No, and I'm like, so as I'm walking and we get almost to the car, I realize who it was. And yeah. By that time, he's inside, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you won't believe it. I'm like, if this would have happened prior, I could have totally got out of jury duty. So,
yeah.
Which is unfortunate that it didn't happen prior. Apparently, the girl's mother usually brings her, so. This is an anomaly for her father to bring her, so I didn't get to see him until just then.
My daughter played musical Saws.
Yeah, is that they play the theremin together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I thought that was like just one of those, you know, kind of like shake your head, you know, kind of a deal there. I just thought that was.
You cost me a week of my. Son of a bitch.
That's right. I got paid a total of like $23 to sit in this stupid ass thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They haven't changed like the pay. I think that pay grade must have started like 1880 or something. It's never been changed or something.
Basically, you can get yourself, you know, one of the higher, more expensive things on the value menu. And that's about it each day. So they pay for your lunch because you can't really take a lunch. I mean, unless you... You know, there's no fridge or anything for you to share. So,
right.
I mean, unless you wanted to take like PB&J and sit all day in the courtroom. I don't even know if they have a place for you to put anything. So, So yeah, basically they buy you a cheap lunch and that's about it. So, but yeah, I couldn't believe Conrad Bain is right there. I almost wanted to say hi, but then I thought better. It takes a good, it takes, oh, it's the Facts of Life, sorry. It was a crossover show. I should have went, now the world don't move something to, come. To the beat of just one drum. Yeah.
Now, hey, yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, that's right. Shut up.
Yeah, get that a lot, yeah.
Now, here's a weird one for you.
Remember me?
It's right. Hello, Mr. Lawyer. Here's my kids have taken to singing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's theme song. Like, randomly. They'll just start singing it. Here's a little story about, you know. Are you familiar with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song? So are you familiar with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song?
Yeah, it's a good song. Yeah, something I got into a fight. My auntie said you're moving to Bel-Air.
Yeah, so my kids are singing this just at random.
Wow.
I don't think we've ever, like, as a family, watched The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but...
Will they still show that in reruns?
I guess they must. I don't know. They keep singing it.
Because I think it'd be before your kids' time.
Oh, yeah, it was before my kids' time. Yeah, it was after my time, before their time, so... I just think that it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. Yeah. They keep calling you Uncle Phil, so I don't know. They're like, Miles, isn't that Uncle Phil? Yeah.
Uncle Phil, thank you.
Is this just because you guys have the same body shape? You
know? Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Yeah. I'm fortunate because I'm Alfonso Ribeiro, so. What was his character? Carlton.
Carlton, yeah.
So I do the Carlton dance, and you're Uncle Phil.
I've seen you dance. You're more like the Peanuts when they dance.
I do the Peanuts dance. I do.
I know. That's how you dance. I've seen you dance. It's weird.
Shrugging the shoulders. Yeah.
Yep.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, you don't move your arms. Your arms are down by your sides. You're like a river dancer or something.
Yeah, that's right. Like a river dancer.
Yeah, I've seen you do it.
Exactly. A river dancer. That's me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. River dancer, thank you. So what's going on with you?
Okay, so
here's a little story about
the packed up. You know, my kids go to school with some sisters, I guess, the Shapiro family, let's call them.
Okay.
And my wife more or less works with Mrs. Shapiro, and they are friends.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. So you're trying to hook everybody up, huh?
No. It's not like that. So,
I'm thinking this Shapiro girl's a sure thing. You know what I'm saying, son?
No, it's not like that. Okay. Ain't like that. You know, I get home from work one night, and they're like, little Bo Cephas has to go to some band practice tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'm usually, you know, the night, except for tonight, but I'm usually the nighttime guy, you know, to go get kids.
Oh,
anyway,
okay, yeah.
It gets sprung on me like, oh, you have to go pick up the oldest Shapiro girl on the way there.
Where are you taking her?
She's going to the same place as he is.
Oh, I see. You guys share a ride. Gotcha.
And so she would only be about 3 minutes from my house. I mean, she's, you know, not that far from the house.
Right,
you know?
Gotcha.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. So, you know, time goes by. I go, little Bo Cephas, are you ready? He goes, yes, Daddy, I am ready to go.
You said Daddy? Really?
No. Oh. No, he didn't say that. But he's, no,
just checking.
The kid's like Dan Blocker. I mean, he's big, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm saying Daddy. Hmm.
Yeah, so I go, does anyone actually know where this Susie Shapiro is right now?
Where is Susie Shapiro?
I was given like a rough, like, well, she's at the corner of like Highway 11 and Main Street.
Was she like a hooker?
Yeah, I was like, she's like, hey, everybody.
She's working on the corner of Highway 123 and Main Street.
Yeah, no, so little Miles, you know, flashes me his phone. And it says, and it has an address. I said, okay, all right.
There you go.
So, you know, 711 Highway 11. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
So we go there. I know this is kind of not an interesting story, but we get there. And there's really, like, you cannot stop on Highway 11. You can't go into, there's no driveways or no shoulder. You
know? Oh, okay. Oh, so you just got to go zooming by.
Yeah, so I'm like, I watched
Susie! The house.
And yeah, so. And so anyway, so we get in the alleyway.
Did you have your Mr. Microphone? Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Okay, no, it wasn't even like that. I wish I did though. I need it. Right. So we're in the alleyway. I run around the house to make sure it's the right house, and it's 7-11. Okay, okay. But it says don't knock on front door. Use back door.
Well, you've been wanting to hear that for I don't know how many years.
Oh, no, I know. God, someone with a conscience. And so this house, there's like a million cars around this house, and there's lights are all on. So I knock, no response. Yeah. I knock again, no response. I knock a third time, no response.
Yeah.
I say, screw it. You know, I didn't have my phone with me. You know, I carry a very cheap phone.
I was going to say, did you bust it again or something, or...
I lose it a lot. I got a little cheap ass phone.
Yeah, you got problems losing it in your belly fat.
So I'm like, screw it. You know, the girl should be out here with her coat in hand, waiting for the ride.
And my father used to tell me, girls should be on the porch waiting for me.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. I said, well, screw her. I'm not gonna waste time with this bullshit. You know.
There you go. I got places to be.
I got places to be. Little Bo Cephas has to get to school. I get him to school. I come back, and, you know, my wife's like,
how did it go? Fucking forget Susie Shapiro.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I go, I couldn't find her. Went to the house. What? she's got, like, the phone that does, you know, almost everything, you know. I was like, oh, okay. So she starts texting mom and daughter. She's like, oh, you could have done the same thing as I just did.
What's that? Oh, text everybody?
Yeah, I don't know their number. I don't know these people's numbers or anything, you know.
I don't know how to text. I don't can't text.
I hate texting because I have big fingers and this little dinky phone. It's an impossibility.
All I can do is sext, baby. Deal with it.
I'm like, you know, Andre the Giant with like a freaking little cell phone. You know?
How does this thing work?
Yeah, right. So, I mean, what would you do?
Mailed.
Do.
Yeah. Well, I would probably have knocked a couple more times.
So,
and I would have sent Bo Cephas around to the front door.
I don't know, man. I see Mrs. Shapiro a few days later. She's like, "Oh, what's the deal with my daughter?
Why couldn't you pick up my daughter?" She like,
"Why did the text there?"
Susie from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Hey, you fat motherfucker! Why did you pick up my fucking daughter?
So we got in this big debate. We're at a school function. We get to this big debate. You know, I'm like, your daughter should have been outside waiting with her coat and little hat, ready to go.
Who the fuck do you think you are? My daughter can come out after you knock on the motherfucking door.
I know. She's like, you're a maniac. You should be texting people.
So you don't know how to use a phone?
I go, I didn't have my goddamn phone, you know?
That's right. I had knocked on the door. What do you want?
I know. I'm like Larry David.
How many times do I have to knock?
Oh my God! So now I'm a villain again, again.
There's reasons for that, but yeah.
What is this, week number 452? I'm the villain again.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I think there's more than that. I could see you pulling up, laying on the horn. Nobody comes out, so you just take off.
Yeah, I did. I'm like, hey. Well, what would you do? Come on, seriously, what would you do?
I would try harder to get a response inside the house. And number one, I don't lose my phone every 5 freaking seconds. I would have my phone. I would call my wife, and I would say, where's this, you know, Susie at? She's not out here. What's the number?
Let's say your phone was dead, though.
I I work hard not to let that happen. So.
What if you say, oh, someone must have played up my phone. Like I drained Miles's camera battery. Maybe someone did that to my phone. Played with it until I ran out all the fucking juice out of it.
Oh, then I would bang on the door for a while. Yeah. I would give it more than three chances.
And then what?
And if she didn't, then I would do the same thing you did. I'd take the one kid on. Maybe after I took the one kid on, I'd come back by if it's that close to the house and try again. And then if not, then go home.
I don't know. I think the kid should have been waiting. You know, the mom's like, oh, I didn't know when you were going to be here. I'm like,
who knows when you're going to show up, you big fat bully.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, have your kid ready to go. You know, you're rude. Your kid's rude.
You're rude. Thank you.
I've chewed out my own kids for pulling the same thing on me, man. You know, I'm not going to let your kids skate by.
Yeah. No, I would have tried a little harder, I think. It's ridiculous. Or.
No, I'm not the villain.
Or I would have told my wife, I'm leaving right now. It takes me 3 minutes. Call them in 3 minutes. Tell them to come out.
I just thought, you assume certain things are going to happen. I assume the kid would be waiting.
No, come on.
In the foyer, waiting for me.
She should be dressed and waiting for me.
You know, I don't know.
Let me tell you about my wedding vows. I want you waiting for me at the wedding.
It's rude. I'm old school, okay? You should be.
I have this list of.
If I have to call your kid, okay, the tail is wagging the dog, all right?
Honeymoon duties for you, I will tell you.
The tail is wagging the dog.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. She should have been paying attention, but.
Kids way too much.
Yeah, but, you know, that's not how it goes. So.
In my day, we didn't cater to kids, okay?
Back when I was a child. I was put underneath the table to keep it from wobbling, and I could eat whatever fell to the floor. Thank you.
I'm telling you, things have changed so much since when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was like, you kids, get out of here. The adults are playing canasta. Get out of here.
We're playing strip poker. Yeah. Don't look. Your grandma's naked. She's already lost.
Your auntie's naked. Get out of here.
I feel bad, but I'm winning.
You know, this whole notion of, like, you know, putting TVs inside of vans and stuff and, you know, stuff like that. That didn't happen back in the day. You know,
there was. Shut up, and I will drive, and don't touch my Krugerrands.
I don't know. I still think the kid should have been waiting for the ride.
I would agree with you. They should have been, you know, paying attention. But in defense.
Well, they knew they had to be there by 7. You know, it's like
a quarter till.
You know, they can't be like, oh, girls are better. You know,
I will tell you, I get in trouble all the time for being early.
Yeah,
I am an early person. I like to be early.
I am not early.
I'm an early person.
I'm the late guy.
Yeah, you were more the late guy. And so maybe she was out there and got tired of waiting for you, and so she went back in.
No.
Because she had to pee or something.
No. I got the mom mad, though. I go, what was she doing in the house?
Well, none of your business.
Yeah. Oh, it's none of your business. I'm like,
Mr. Monthly came early. She was taking care of...
taking care of me.
Changing out.
I don't know. I'm just saying it. I thought it was rude. I thought it was completely rude.
Well, it's probably rude if you were late.
I wasn't late.
Were you early?
I left my house probably about 6:40. The thing started at 7.
Well, okay. Then you, and it was 3 minutes away. Let's say 5 minutes, 6:45. Let's say
5 minutes by the time I parked the van.
And how much from their place to the destination?
About another less than 10 minutes. I mean, it could have been walked. Okay. It actually could have been walked.
You're probably pushing it then, so.
Push it.
Real good.
Because, you know, if you're not 10 minutes early, you're late. So, just saying.
Thank you. Sorry for that. A funny story tonight, but I had to talk about it.
Yeah, I can tell you're trying to defend yourself for being, you know, rude and a cad and...
Yeah, no, it's rude. Kids, you know, back in my day, kids didn't pull this.
I have been in my car laying on the horn for a good 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
You cannot hustle your ass out here.
Kids for this exact same thing for not being ready.
I want to see like Pete Rose style hustling. Thank you.
That's what I want to see. I want to see hustling.
Charlie Hustle.
Yeah. I've picked up other kids before. They're like, oh, we're ready to go. And boom.
Well, most of those are street urchins. But they live on the street. They don't have a home. So.
Hey, do you have candy?
That's right. You got candy.
Okay, for my puppy. Get in.
As a matter of fact, I've got a Meat Normus in the front seat here with me.
That's funny.
I've got a stack of donuts in my lap. There's at least two of them.
That's funny.
And we're gonna have a little play a little game. I'm gonna drive and you're gonna eat donuts. You know what I'm saying?
You like a chocolate donut?
Nice. Oh my god. That's, I sympathize with you, but I have a feeling that, you know, there's more to the story.
Okay.
And kinda like who was that guy? And now for the rest of the story.
Oh, Harvey.
Paul Harvey, good day. That's right. So I think there's more to this story.
That's all the story there is.
No, I think there's the whole thing about you. Come on, Bocephus. I need to stop by the Casey's and say hi to my friends and pick up a slushy and, you know.
I think I'd rather have the crying girl back on the couch than having to go pick up children around town and whatever.
Yeah, well, they don't call you the Iowa Fagin for nothing, but you know, there's something there.
Yeah,
yeah, but I think there's more to your side of it that you're not. I'm never gonna know, which is fine, but
I think I'm on the side of right.
I'm on the side of righteousness and truth.
That's right.
Yeah, I see that. Well, I do. Let's take it at face value and say you are. You know, you were there in the right amount of time, and she wasn't. I would side with you. Okay. But I don't believe you for any, like 2 seconds.
Okay.
Are you eating fiddle faddle, by the way?
No, my family brought me some Culver's onion rings. So.
You just had like Subway.
Yeah, I know, but.
What the hell?
They're trying to hasten my demise.
I guess so.
I'm twerking.
You just had a Subway, and now you're having Culver's onion rings.
Oh, ho, ho, solo.
Yeah, apparently. What's next?
Here, Dad. I went to Baskin Robbins, and they were throwing this out. I figured I'd bring it to you.
It's melted.
I got a straw, too.
Bring it back.
That's right. Bring it back here. Nice. Well, you know, no respect. What can I say? No respect for Miles.